Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. At the tail end of hurricane season in 1984, the Treasure Coast was struck by an unnamed nor'easter whose strength caught people by surprise. The Thanksgiving weekend storm caused millions of dollars in damage. The Ocean Grill restaurant in Vero Beach was nearly washed away. A decade later, when a Category 1 hurricane named Erin made landfall in Vero Beach, the results were entirely different. Warren Winchester experienced both storms. In 1984, he was a new resident, and in 1995, he was Vero's mayor. He says the 1984 storm had a permanent effect on some of the spoil islands in the Indian River Lagoon.
In many cases, the water could wash right across the islands. Some of those islands never came back. It took everything with them, or at least uprooted a lot of trees where they couldn't take root again. It destroyed them. An awful lot of the trees that were destroyed were trees that most people would want to get rid of. They were Australian pines. They used to take root almost everywhere.
The Thanksgiving storm really did a number on oceanfront structures.
I remember standing on the beach looking at the sky up through the floor of the Ocean Grill. That's how bad it was hurt.
This was a really late storm.
It was certainly not something that was that unusual, which did no one expected to get it, and no one had prepared for it. There's kind of a sense, you know, when you get through September, October, you don't worry about storms anymore. To have one happen in November is very unusual.
The region was prepared when Hurricane Erin approached in early August 1995. Thousands of people throughout South Florida were evacuated. In Vero Beach, James Gabbard was police chief. Warren Winchester, as mayor, spent the night of the storm in official quarters.
I went to the police station and slept there. We were trying to block off the access to the barrier island because we didn't know how bad it would be. And so with the sheriff's department, we closed off 510 access to the barrier island, and we closed off both the bridges here in town. Jim Gabbard came in about 1 or 2 o'clock. I was sleeping in the police station and woke me up and said, "You'd like to go for a ride? We'd like to go and see some of the damage." And we rode around and looked some power lines down and things like that. It didn't seem to be that bad. And I went back and come daylight and we could see what the wind was doing with the ocean and things like that.
Was the storm still raging such as it was?
No, it was calm by then. It was as calm as it could be. I got in a car with Jim and we went over to the Barrier Island, and I think every news association in the country was on the Barrier Island.
I thought you blocked off the Barrier Island.
They know how to get to Melbourne, and Melbourne didn't cooperate. So they went to Melbourne and came down A1A, and I got interviewed by Brian Gumbel.
What did you tell him?
I invited him down for a round of golf, and at 3 in the afternoon, they were making it such a big deal. I said, "Why don't you come on down? You can see for yourself. I'll get a tee time for about 3 o'clock, and we'll go play golf."
He didn't take you up on it?
No, and he wouldn't accept the fact that there was no damage. It wasn't a big story. The story that never was.
So that didn't hold a candle to the unnamed storm of 1984, Thanksgiving 1984.
84 was far worse, far worse.
Any national press here for that one?
I don't think there was anybody in town for that one because nobody knew what was happening. There was plenty of press after the fact, just the fact that the Ocean Grill was badly damaged.
Civic leader Warren Winchester of Vero Beach is a retired captain in the U.S. Navy. Hurricane Erin didn't do much damage locally because the storm struck here on its weak side. But it was a different story in other parts of the state. The storm sank a cruise ship off Brevard County, and when it made its second landfall at Pensacola, after strengthening over the Gulf of Mexico, it destroyed hundreds of homes. Listen to past Flora Days shows anytime by going to WQCS.org, clicking on News, and then on the Flora Days tab. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.